Well, we got a voice from the past back with us here, former owner of Indian Country Sports and Lots, Steve Koski. How you enjoying your retirement this fall, Steve?
Everything is going great. Wonderful year.
And you, I'm assuming you were at deer camp this year.
Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time at camp, hunted quite hard. Had a very interesting season, which I think a lot of people did. We didn't see any more deer than normal, but the percentage of bucks compared to does was better. I mean, I seen six bucks.
Really?
But they're all small. Yeah. Couldn't see anything good, but they're all small.
How many of them could have legally filled a tag?
A single tag, all of them. Combo tag, the regular on a combo tag, two. Just little six-pointers.
So most, you would say that they're all yearling or year-and-a-half-old bucks?
I would say for sure, yes. I haven't seen the most unique, I'm going to put it that way, one point that I've ever seen in my life.
A unicorn?
It was a unicorn. The only thing is, the horn stuck out below the chin.
What?
It come off the top of the head, went right beside the ear. I was walking, and it walked up to me. I thought it was a doe, a little fawn. It come out of the head, and finally it turned sideways. It didn't know I was there, and I was looking at it through the scope and the binoculars from maybe 40 yards away. It come right down the side of the head between the ear and the eye, and it come out below the chin and made a little hook. It looked like a little clothes hanger sticking out.
Wow.
Probably a six-inch long horn, and it did not stick out other than below the chin about an inch.
Weird, huh?
Whoa. Everybody says, you. The way I explained it, and they even drove people, said, you should have took that one and head down because of an oddity. I said, well, I didn't. But, man, that was the oddest one I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
A unicorn drop tine. Now, that's a rare one.
The rarest of all unicorns.
It's a funny one. It was an okay season. I mean, it was nice to hunt. It was good conditions to hunt. I like it like this. But some people did find very mature bucks. I hear some of the areas, like west of us toward Tapiola and Alston, I heard there were some really nice bucks shot, some good bucks, quite a few of them. But where we were, we didn't find a lot of, nothing big.
Well, did you make your rounds to any other deer camps? Are you one of those guys?
Nope, I am not. We don't go to another deer. I mean, I'm sorry, but we go to our camp. We stay there for a few days, and then I had family home, so I really didn't go visiting at all. But I did talk to quite a few people on the road and stuff. And
yeah.
Getting around, and I heard a lot of the same thing, people passing up smaller bucks, which I think is good. It's kind of what was predicted, that there's going to be a good yearling crop, but finding mature animal was going to be harder, and I think that was very, very much like was predicted. If we would get another easy winter, a relatively good winter, I think we'd start to get back in good shape.
We'll hang around for more information from Berger County and Keweenaw Bay. Some good fishing reports to tell you about. And we'll continue with former owner of Indian Country Sports, Steve Koski, later this hour in our next Outdoor Report. So stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.